Walmart has agreed to pay a record $11 million settlement to the U.S. government over undocumented workers who cleaned its stores. The contractors who supplied those workers to Walmart have agreed to plead guilty to immigration law violations. Federal officials say they hope this case serves as a warning to companies to be more careful whom they employ, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
2 years ago, federal agents raided some 60 Walmart stores across the country. They hauled in more than 200 illegal aliens working as janitors for companies that contracted with Walmart. On Friday, Walmart did its penance and agreed to pay $11 million. Federal officials called it the largest single payment in an illegal alien employment case. The contractors who supplied the workers were also fined $4 million. Michael Garcia is Assistant Secretary for Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the Department of Homeland Security. At a press conference, he said the case sent two powerful messages to American companies.
One is, if you come in early, is sound advice. You'll have an opportunity to be a good corporate citizen and work with us in establishing a cutting-edge compliance program that will help us enforce the law and will keep you out of trouble. On the other hand, if you knowingly hire illegal workers, you'll be criminally prosecuted, and you'll also pay substantial fines. This is a big case, and it's a beginning in terms of corporate responsibility and corporate liability.
Walmart says it didn't know the workers were undocumented, but admits it should have been more vigilant. In a teleconference with reporters, company official Mona Williams emphasized that the case was only a civil matter.
No criminal charges will be brought against Walmart or any of our associates. But at the same time, we acknowledge that we should have had better safeguards in place to ensure that our contractors were hiring only legal workers.
As a part of the settlement, Walmart has agreed to train store managers to avoid hiring illegal aliens. It's also pledged to verify that its contractors comply with immigration law.
We saw this as an opportunity to improve and be a better, more tightly run business as a result. We've taken specific steps to make sure our own house is in order.
While the government touted the size of the settlement, $11 million is tiny compared to the earnings of Walmart, one of the world's largest companies. Based on Walmart's own figures, it would take maybe 20 minutes of sales to earn back the settlement money. James Lindsay is a New York attorney. He represents some of the janitorial workers in a separate civil suit against Walmart over labor conditions. He scoffed at the settlement figure.
We all know that Walmart has more money than God, and $11 million is hardly going to cause a hiccup on Walmart's balance sheet.
But Lindsay also said Walmart's decision to settle was significant.
We believe that this settlement speaks volumes. It says that Walmart knew that the federal authorities had the goods on them and could prove the case.
But in the settlement agreement, the company never admits any wrongdoing. And Garcia of Immigration and Customs Enforcement praised Walmart for its cooperation. He also defends the settlement and the amount.
You have to look at the entire settlement. You look at $11 million, well, to most people, that's a substantial fine. And as the U.S. attorney explained, based on per violation numbers, extremely large.
As for the companies that supplied the workers to Walmart, federal authorities say the fines and guilty pleas drove them out of business. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.